Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you,
girl? How you doing? Oh, I'm doing great. But I was on the road. I was away in Massachusetts, and then I came back to three events. And now I'm talking to you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Not liking this hurricane of stuff, but you know, when things are shifting, they have to come to a peak to get out of the way. So, hey. It's peaking, I'll tell you what. Things are moving.
Moving and shaking. Right before this full moon coming up on the 14th, too, and there's a lot of stuff going on in the heavens. It's very interesting that I know you want to talk about. Do you love that yin-yang stuff?
The yin, the yang, the balance, the opposition. Oh, wow. You know, the Saturn opposition, and astronomically wise, it was interesting because the Earth sat with this opposition right in between the Sun and Saturn. And it was one of the more beautiful times to be able to view because there was so much less light with the Earth blocking a large amount of the Sun, that you could really get a beautiful view of Saturn in its, you know, in its beauty without any, you know, the light emissions from the Sun. So it was kind of really cool. So astronomically wise, it was an interesting thing. But astrologically wise, the balance between Mars, between Sun and Saturn, sorry, I was going to jump in too far ahead. You know, really, that trance, it really is balancing out. And the way I look at that, astrologically-wise, to break it down, is it's a balance of a transformation of your personal values and beliefs and really seeing in your life what is really working for you and what's not. And so it's really giving a challenge of that balance of, okay, this is working for me or this is not. If it's not working for me, I got to get rid of it. If it's working for me, I need to pursue it a little bit more. Giving that balance to the positive and allowing the negative to dissipate. So the Sun opposition Saturn, I think, is a real good thing for that.
Well, the thing I like about it, too, is that Saturn's involved in this grand trine in water, too. You know, with Chiron, Jupiter, and Saturn together. So the way I look at it, too, is that that Taurus Sun is practical, but because it's ruled by Venus, it has a sweet energy to it. And the Saturn retrograde is almost like remembering everything that you've learned and everything that you've taught and remembering your mentor and saying, wait a minute, didn't I read that somewhere? Or didn't this person tell me about that? And kind of drawing upon some of the things you've learned that maybe you forgot about because life took you away, you know? At least that's been happening to me.
Well, that's true. I mean, the Saturn effect will automatically draw that in. So
tell us about the Battle of the Sexes.
Ah, I should pause there. The yin and the yang, the male and the female, the Venus and the Mars. And, you know, it's really funny because the way it balances itself out, Venus is in Mars's natural placement, and Mars is
right.
In Venus's natural placement. And so it is balancing itself out again. It has this back and forthness again to it as far as what's positive, what's negative, what's good, what's bad, the male, the female, the relationships especially. You'll find that in your relationships at this point in time that there are some challenges. It's balancing out the control that you need to have and the control that they need to have. The lack of control that the individual needs and the lack of the control that the other individual needs. So in relationships right now, it's really a struggle to find that balance as far as where is my responsibilities and what is my issues and where is my mate's issues and what they're doing at this point in time. And really looking at it and allowing that to flow through is really what I think this time is all about.
I totally agree. To me, sometimes when I see these cardinal oppositions, the key is simple acceptance. Sometimes compromise is not possible. And I look at it and I say, okay, well then. And I did an incredible Body, Mind, Soul festival yesterday at the Unity Church here in Roanoke. And a lot of the issues, as you, I'm sure you've noted from the readings that you're doing, are centered on relationships. But I try to focus on the person that I'm reading. Although I look at the person that they want to know about, I'm trying to see what their lessons are and maybe how they can address it in a more comfortable way. You know, because obviously these people wouldn't be in this dynamic if they didn't care about each other. Okay?
Absolutely.
It's tricky stuff. That's why they need us, Jacqueline.
It is. And, you know, and that's it's so much, you know, you're so right as far as that relationship and developing those relationships. It's a beautiful time to really look at your own issues and really look at what is your stuff and, you know, really work within those boundaries as far as, you know, relationships are concerned. It really strengthens the relationship, believe it or not, in a lot of ways. Whether it strengthens yourself personally and the relationship, that's a good thing.
Absolutely. So what do you think about this full moon coming up?
In Scorpio.
I know. I like it in that. And you do, too. You get all that Scorpio energy going on.
Oh, it just makes my time active. What I like about it is that we've been going through so many different shifts. We've had the Venus retrograde and the Mercury retrograde and the Mars retrograde, and now the Mars retrograde is coming to an end. And I think it's so appropriate that we have this full moon because it really allows everybody to really make that shift emotionally as far as where they want to be in their life, what they want to do, what empowers them, you know, and really to let go mostly of what has been holding them back, you know. The Scorpion energy is a very fixed energy and tenacious energy, and I like the tenacity of it. That's the one thing I can truly appreciate about it is because once it gets in the right direction, it'll get stuck in that right direction. And so with this full moon in Scorpio, it's going to make us be able to stick to some real deep emotions that we really need to follow and be guided by more than what we would without it. So that's what I like about it.
Well, you've been kind of leading up to this a lot just with your own psychic stuff over the past month or so, talking to people, especially even about career. You know, you've been really much, very much directing them to follow their passion, you know, to choose where they want to be rather than take what's left over. And I really think that that is going to come to fruition this week with this full moon, the things you've been telling them, because you've been trying to guide them through these processes on the show, and I think that now they're going to start to really understand that. Because, you know, again, the heavens don't lie.
Oh, they just do what they do.
They just do what they do. You know, I look at it as a grand language, you know. God's ink pen is
Absolutely.
So large, he had to write in stars.
Absolutely. I like that one a lot. I do.
Well, do you want to take our first caller and see what's going on out there?
Okay.
All right. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite. Happy Mother's Day.
Hey. Thank you. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good, so.
Is it
yeah.
Jay?
Hey, Jacqueline. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to you.
Thank you.
So are things going better? The last time we talked to you, were really doing some soul searching.
Yeah, I just I was, so I just did some stuff, you know, just with my mother, getting her, talked to her today, so she's not afraid to cross over, so just because a little bit short story, but I just, she had a near-death experience, and I didn't know about it, and got her to see a movie about it, Heaven Is For Real, so I got her to see that, so it was great. So last month was more, a lot of emotional stuff going on, too, so this month should be interesting. I just wonder what's going on for Aries, because it seems like it's calmed down a little bit, but we got a full moon coming up on the 14th, so not as astrologically challenged as last month.
Well, and here again, Venus is transiting through your sign at this point in time. And that's really, you know, Venus is a softer planet. And it really, it loves peace and harmony. So for the Aries energy at this time, it is calming down a little bit. But the other thing I like about this period of time with you is that the sun just passed over your natal Venus in Taurus. And that gives you a softness to it. So you're really finding the beauty, more of the beauty in things at this point in time than what you have in the past. So it is easing up because your vision is getting better as far as looking at the good things of the circumstances or of the situation at this time. And it's really rebalancing it for you.
I totally agree.
Yeah, I find that this month is interesting too. Got some coworkers I got to deal with too, so interesting issues again with them, so as usual. But so basically just take it easy or just bring some peace to the environment and things like that this week, or next couple of weeks.
What I can advise you to do is I want you to try and stay grounded, okay?
Okay.
Just be a very perceptive observer.
Okay.
Because Saturn is retrograde and it's opposing your Venus. Okay, in that sixth house of work and service.
Mm-hmm.
So to look at this and realize that maybe you're the mentor in the situation, but it's not time for you to speak yet. Okay? And that's how I feel about that psychically. Because you're learning about the behaviors of others, and that's an important tool for you in your future. Even though it's uncomfortable for you emotionally right now, you have that 0-degree Virgo moon, you know, so you have all that Leo behind that early Virgo moon, and you just think, well, why can't people play nice with each other and stick to the issues and find the solution, right? Well, I understand that. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And, you know, we were talking about Mars is still retrograde, and I think you're going to see that, you know, there's still going to be a little bit more of a struggle. I agree so much with what Aphrodite said. You have to be in that solace and know things are changing. I am going to say, though, what you're going to see and that patience to let it wait itself out, that patience is going to pay off in June, because when Mercury goes retrograde, I believe it's the 9th. I could be mistaken. It's either the 6th or the 9th. I know that. But when Mercury goes retrograde next month, these things that they're doing are going to be highlighted. So it is going to have to be readdressed at that time. And as long as you stay within, you know, observing what's going on, you'll get the opportunity at that time to utilize those tools to really make the shift that these people need to be able to play together, like Aphrodite was saying, to be able to play together much better. Okay? So it is a matter of temperance and patience until it starts to make that shift. But I think that's what you're really looking for is June, when Mercury goes retrograde, to clear that up with.
Okay.
You know, Jay, as an Aries, Mars is your ruler. Okay? And it is the planet of war. Right now it's in Libra, which is a sign of peace and harmony. So it's kind of like taking the stance of the peaceful warrior.
Okay.
And if you can do that just until it goes direct on the 20th, I think things are going to start to shift. And as Jacqueline pointed out, within a fortnight, I have a feeling that certain things are going to come to light that will validate you. So you just hang in there, okay?
Okay.
We're always happy to talk to you. I'm so glad you did that for your mom. How thoughtful and spiritual. Wow.
Yeah, I'll send an email maybe to you and explain a little bit more, but thanks much, yeah.
That would be wonderful. Right. Are we good?
We're good. Thank you so much. I always love your energy and love your forecast. That's great. Always love talking to you. One of my favorite shows.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You.
We appreciate that. Okay.
You're welcome.
Have a stellar night. Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Such a gentleman, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Such a pure spirit, very pure spirit.
There you go.
Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. How are you this evening?
Fabulous. How about you?
I'm hanging in there. How's that?
Have you called in before?
That's good.
Happy Mother's Day. Maybe a few months ago.
And
oh,
you
okay.
are?
And what's your name?
Who are you speaking to?
My name is Sharon. Do you want my birthday?
Yes, what is your birthday?
September 1st, 1965.
And what time were you born?
It was around 11:43 p.m.
Around 11:43 p.m.? That's the exact time. Okay.
Yeah, I know. You're so... Well, it was within minutes. I don't know. That's why I'm just pulling that out.
Okay,
I'm a Gemini rising.
Okay.
I know you are. You're so polite when you call people on. I know.
And what city were you born in?
Livonia, Michigan.
And where do you live now?
I live in Ohio.
And what city
would
that
be? City in Ohio.
Cleveland.
Cleveland.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you spell Livonia?
Livonia.
That's where I went wrong.
Did you have a special question for us tonight?
Oh, yes. I'm looking for employment. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. I'm looking for employment, and I want to see if you see me landing one. I'm waiting on one right now to get a response, to go to a second interview, the one that I would really like. Excuse me.
And what would you be doing in your occupation, just so I have an idea of what plant to look at?
Financial, industry, banking, insurance, investments. It's all intertwined.
Now, would you be going through a training period at the new company?
Oh, yeah. They always have different,
okay.
have different systems
Good.
And stuff.
I'm happy about that.
I've been looking for 4 months.
See, Saturn is basically going to be kissing that full moon coming up, and it's retrograde until the end of July, which means that if you do get the job, until the end of July, you might not be certain or have learned the in-servicing and all the things that you'd need to know. The way your chart's set up, it looks like you're a pretty fast learner, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. But I know what you mean. There's a lot. It's a pressure job. It is. Okay.
Well, I'm feeling optimistic. How about you, Jacqueline?
Do you see me getting one?
Go on.
I am feeling optimistic about this one. I think odds are in your favor. I think you could do really well with, you know, that industry in itself in general. Okay. You're a great peacemaker and a great. However, I think one of the things that's really your problem is that you pick on yourself too much, okay, and you doubt yourself
mm-hmm.
too much, okay, and that's where it comes in. You know, you are somewhat of a perfectionist, but I'm going to say this: you have a Mercury in Leo. You got to learn to laugh at yourself. You got to have more confidence and go, well, I am lucky. All I got to do is just do this. It's fun. It's what I like. You know, I can, you know, and you like the lifestyle. You're very at home with the lifestyle that it would take to do this. So here again, I think you need to have more faith in yourself, okay? And I really think that that's where the problem lies.
Do you really? Do you feel me getting a job soon? Or do you see me? I don't know how the charts read.
I think it's coming.
Because the way the full moon is hitting you, it just feels like yes. That's the best way I can say it.
That's so funny. It's not fun, you know, being out of work, you guys. Oh, it's just not.
I know, and I thank God every day that I work for myself, because during what we've been going through economically in this country, I've been able to recreate myself so many times and stay alive. And my brothers and sisters, God love them all, that they work for other people, and they're always so concerned about everything, you know, and some of my clients,
especially
too.
Especially white-collar jobs. I know.
Yeah, I know. Right now, they're going at a premium. I know it.
Yeah, and you're looking at it too. You know, I have to say, I have to tell you this, because you've got two great spots here that are protecting you that you aren't looking at, okay? And that is, you have Jupiter in your first house in Gemini. You just keep moving, okay? And you're doing
fine. And I keep being able to pay my bills. I don't know how I do it, you guys.
Exactly.
But always at the last hour. I don't know.
My point is to get out of that. You have, here again, and you will. No matter what you do, okay, as long as you're moving, you're benefiting from it, okay? That's how your benefits lie in your chart, okay? And second of all, you have your part of fortune conjunct your sun. The part of fortune is like a double guardian angel over you. It's an Arabic part of luck is what it is, okay? And again here, no matter how bad it gets, something always comes and saves you, and you have to realize that. And the reason why it gives you that is to be able to swing higher, okay? And when you take those higher chances, you're going to get the higher success. So, again, have faith in yourself, okay? You've got a great chart for really, as long as you believe it, it'll happen.
That's a really good point. So the job is coming. You really see it. I will be working by June. How's that?
You have some very strong, sustained trines, Saturn, right now. So everything that you've paid in, okay, the responsibility that you've exercised in the past is paying off. That's how it looks to me. I think you do have a faith in life, faith in purpose, because I find with some Virgos, because I know a lot of very spiritual Virgos. I have 7 friends down in Florida that are all Virgos, by the way. But
they are good people,
I find with them, worry to them is almost like a form of prayer. They feel that their mind is that ultimately they're going to go to that solution, okay?
That's so funny. I know my sister's a Virgo, too. All right. Anything else?
No, you're good.
Thank you, both of you. Happy Mother's Day also, by the way.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Are you a mother, too?
I am a mother, and I have a dog also.
Happy Mother's Day to you, and God bless your puppy.
Listen, have a good day, okay?
You too. All right, you bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I had to bring that up because of my Virgo friends. They're so spiritual.
Oh, yeah.
One of the symbols for Virgos is angels, and 3 of my Virgo friends have angels all over their house. It's just amazing. Just amazing.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Okay. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How may I help you?
Happy Mother's Day to both of you. This is Sibitar. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm good.
And thank you so much for the Happy Mother's Day.
My question is about, in the constellations, there's been a lot of activity in my sign, Taurus.
Okay.
And I was just wondering how, you know, this Grand Cross and the recent activity is going to affect me.
What's your birthday?
5853.
And what time were you born?
12:45 a.m., Chicago, Illinois.
All right.
I couldn't hear the birth date for some reason. I'm sorry.
May 8th.
What year?
5-3.
Oh, okay. Same 5-3. As me. Okay. And what's the time again?
12:45 a.m.
And where again?
Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago. You still there?
No, I'm in Colorado right now.
What city?
Colorado, Denver.
By the way, happy birthday.
Exactly.
Thank you.
And you were in Denver on your birthday?
Yeah, I've been here for this. It'll be 3 years next week.
Okay.
Just want to make sure you were traveling on your birthday. Because it's very important where you're actually positioned, you know, on your birthday for her to look at your solar return chart because she's an expert.
Oh, honey, your life is shifting. This is a good thing. You know, this year you make some major shifts as far as your lifestyle and what you're doing are concerned. You're definitely making some major shifts. What are you doing for a living?
Right now I'm a student, I'm a student in holistic health, and that's where my career is headed.
Fabulous. Wow.
Okay. Are you planning on doing some kind of apprenticeship or working under somebody or doing some kind of work besides your education in that field?
You know what? Well, it's not anything that in my conscious awareness, let's put it like that. It might be in the stars, but it's something that I'm not aware of at this point.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, I see something coming up as far as that's concerned. I see an apprenticeship or working with somebody and learning and growing from the work experience this year in your solar return. Okay? I think that's part of the shift and transformation and change that you're having is some kind of practical application in the field that you're going into. I like that you're in school. You weren't graduating this year, correct?
I'm graduating 2015.
Correct. Okay, good. Okay.
Perfect.
Because it's great timing. You have I don't see you stopping your education until next year. Okay, so just to let you know that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's really good. Okay. I really wouldn't be concerned if I were you. What do you see, Aphrodite?
Can I ask you a question about what you just said?
Sure.
The apprenticeship, so this has nothing to do with holistic health.
It has to do with what you're going for. Yeah, it does have to do with that. It has to do with something to, you know, like a mentorship, like a working alongside learning, working and learning at the same time, the growing process and the two working together. Okay.
Okay, so is it like a paid or non-paid apprenticeship?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not worried about the financial situation. I think you are, but I'm not. I'm sorry.
I'm not worried about it. I'm asking this question for a reason because there's, like, if I go further with Healing Touch, there's a year of apprenticeship that we have to do, and it's non-paid. So that's why I asked.
Okay.
There it is. Yeah, because Saturn retrograde, I didn't expect you to get compensation, but you get very, very valuable knowledge from a really good mentor.
Okay,
and
it's just once a month. It's not, you know, it's once a month for a year. If I go further in it, it's once a month. If I go to
But even though it's only once
four,
a month, I see it being so beneficial.
Okay.
See, right now I see you going through a bit of frustration. You know, because you feel like your dream is within your grasp, okay? And that's fine. Mm-hmm. You're experiencing some inconjuncts right now by transit. But the thing is that to you, this is an incredible launch of a long-awaited dream, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And it is coming right from the core of your soul. And your psychic energy is so powerful in this realm, it amazes me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to tell you, I'm so glad that you stuck to that, that you listened to that inner prompting and took the steps to bring you to your truth. Pat yourself on the back a little bit, okay?
Yeah, I'm starting to do that. I'm starting to honor myself the way I haven't in the past.
Yes. This is a great breakthrough experience for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it will serve you well.
Okay.
Are you currently in a relationship?
No, I'm not. There's somebody that I've met, but I'm not feeling it. I am not feeling it at all.
Well, I have a feeling that what's going to happen is you're going to, I want to say, continue to honor and love yourself. And I feel over the next week when Venus crosses over Uranus,
say that again.
I think you're going to choose to love and honor yourself. And because you're trying so much, you want to live your truth, not just in your profession, but in deep within yourself. You know, the I Am presence
right.
is the sign of the ram, but it's also the sign of the lamb. And I think that within a week, when Venus passes over Uranus, I feel that you might liberate yourself from this relationship at this time. And I think you're going to try and do it in such a way that it's not very painful for the other person.
When you say liberate, what do you mean when you say that?
That, as Jacqueline was talking about earlier in the show, people are looking at what's holding them back and what's actually giving them momentum in their life to follow their dreams right now. So right now you have to look at your time, energy, and intention and know that much of this needs to be put into you more than another person right now.
Yeah, I got that.
Yep. So I think you're all on the right track. I think you really called us more for confirmation because I think your intuition's working overtime, girlfriend.
Yeah, well, it's always nice to call in every now and then, you know.
Well, we're so glad you did.
Yeah, I am too.
Well, you have
Thank
a happy
you.
Mother's Day as well. All right, God bless.
Oh, bless you
All right,
too.
Good night. Okay, good night.
Good night.
Don't you just love that devotion?
Yeah, that's great. That is. That's really great. It's going to pay off for her. This is a good thing.
I think our next caller is somebody that used to live down in your neck of the woods, but now lives somewhere out in Washington State. I'm pretty sure. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you? You're on the air. Huh. Disappeared. How did that happen? Wow. Huh.
Technology is interesting.
Deb, call us back. I'll take you immediately. I'm going to go to the next caller, but call us back. Oh, there she is. Good
hey,
evening.
I don't
what
know
happened?
What happened.
Hey, Deb. Are you there?
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing okay, a little tired, been busy. How about yourself?
Well, I am overlooking the Olympic Mountains on the Puget Sound. We just had brunch. My oldest son and his family we went out to brunch at a Chambers Bay Golf Course clubhouse. Where the,
wow.
Where the next, next year's, what's that big golf tournament? I can't remember. The Nationals. Or whatever, they're going to be playing at this golf course. But anyway, no, I'm having a great day, so having a wonderful day.
Well, happy Mother's Day.
Thank
happy
you.
Mother's
happy
day.
Mother's Day to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm glad you got back safe and sound. Your trip was successful, it sounded like.
Yeah, I basically, you mean my trip to Florida, my trip to Massachusetts?
I already talked to you since your Florida trip, so your Massachusetts
right.
trip.
Well, I went up there, and everything was great, a reunion. My mom had all six kids with her, and we had a blast.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
Yep. And then Thursday,
wonderful.
I drove 11 hours straight through back.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, you're back safe and sound. That's wonderful for your mom that all six of them were there. That's great.
Yeah, she was in her glory.
I bet.
A pre-Mother's Day
I
friend.
Bet. Yeah, I'll tell you what. I would have loved to have all four of mine together, but it's okay. All countries have been heard from anyway. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
So
did
you have
my
a special question,
is,
for us tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just wondering. Career-wise, I've been real busy with work, and this past week I had a volunteer project that I helped with for Project Homeless Connect, and then I had a seminar conference from a dental society that we are endorsed by, my company's endorsed by. So anyway, I made some really good connections.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, as far as career-wise, I was wondering if you see anything coming up, because I do need medical coverage probably at the end of the June, at the end of June when my divorce is final. So, but anyway, I just had a really positive feeling, and I've been feeling like I need, these are the things that I need to do, is to get out there and get exposure to be able to connect to the right people, you know, to either, you know, change the business I'm already with or find something new. So
I think you made some really great connections with this. I have to be honest with you. This is a great time to really get that exposure and get out there as far as your connections are concerned. I think you did the right thing. I think you're feeling the right thing by getting out there and doing this.
Okay. Yeah, I have a couple more of these Project Homeless Connect things that I've volunteered for. One's coming up in July and then another one in the fall. So, and I'm really enjoying.
Let me tell
you
what's going on. Let me tell you what's going on the end of June. The end of June, Jupiter, the planet of good fortune and abundance, which is only in the sign of Cancer every 12 years for a year, will be sitting right on your midheaven star, which is your high aspiration point as far as purpose. And it will be trining your sun at that time and squaring your Neptune. And because of that, what you identify with as being good fortune and a great blessing from above can manifest because of your faith.
Okay. All right.
What do
well,
you
I
think,
haven't given
Jacqueline?
Up.
I agree. I, you know, the one thing that I was going to say after that is temperance. Patience at this point in time is really going to pay off for you.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I had to resign myself to the patience because I had no choice.
Yeah,
right?
And here
I hate it when that happens.
I'm going to reiterate that too.
Okay.
That patience. Have faith and go with patience, okay?
I've really been doing a lot of meditating and a lot of, you know, calming affirmations and all that, but I still haven't given up on my my blog and my website thing either, my inspirational.
Great, great.
No, haven't given up on that, so still working on that, not as much as I want to, but, and then I'll be calling you, Aphrodite, to see when the next best time would be after I get it all set up to launch it. But okay,
great.
So you're
I'm looking
I'm looking at like maybe the end of June, so you see something possibly falling into place, or
yes, I do, and but I do think that it's going to be also under development for a little while longer, as Jacqueline was I think intuiting here. And but I think that that's fine, because I think once you know you've got your foot in the door, you'll run with the ball like you always do.
Okay. I actually met a man who, he was a CEO and owner of this marketing, or medical and dental software company. And I complimented him on his marketing materials. And he was like, you know, he was like, really? Oh, that's great. You really like it? And I said, well, who, you know, do you have a marketing department? Or he said, no. He said, we're looking beginning of next year on hiring someone. So he took my card and all of that, but we were talking about marketing and advertising, so
excellent.
It was good.
I like that, because Chiron, the moon's
yeah.
Healer, which is Capricorn, which does rule the bones and teeth of the body, is going to be in opposition with Jupiter when Jupiter hits your midheaven at the same time.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Very interesting.
Okay.
That's really neat. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and I
what
was giving.
Think,
I gave him some. Gave him some. I gave him some advice on the on his marketing materials and all that. So.
I agree, and I think right now, I mean, there's some foundational changes going on, and again, as Aphrodite pointed out, that opposition is really a great opposition for you. It's really empowering you to set a new foundation, but you know that pace is slow. I'm going to tell you, and that's the whole thing. You just have to. Keep the optimism through it. Know that you're going in the right direction. That's all you have to
do.
You know, don't stress out so much about how quickly or how slowly it's going, because I think that's an interesting proposition, and you may just take it up at the beginning of next year again.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, okay, well, that's fine. And then anything going on with my love life coming into the picture? Anything happening with it?
Have you been thinking of trying something new about your love life?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been thinking about quitting. because these websites, I have never seen, it's like high school all over again, just with old men instead of young men. same old shit, different day. That's all. So, no, I've actually been pretty discouraged about it. So,
well, and I think what's going to happen, I think that's where the Mars retrograde is really putting a challenge on, and I've not only seen it with you playing with the Internet, but other people playing with the Internet at this point in time. This Mars retrograde is setting that off to where the Internet isn't working right now. Okay, really isn't working for most people. They're not really finding what they're looking for there. But with this Venus in Gemini and it going over your Jupiter and Mars going direct, I think it's going to shift and change here in a few weeks. So
with the Internet, because there's a lot of fraud. That's what I'm finding. There's a lot of fraud, too, on the Internet. People
absolutely.
Saying,
but here again, it's weeding out things, and you know a lot about weeding out things. I think you're going to have a better luck, and I don't necessarily know that the Internet would be, I would spend a lot of focus on that, but again, I would put some energy into it and look into, you know, check in on it every once in a while to see what's going on, okay?
Yeah, that's what
but
I've been
again,
doing.
Here,
I've been,
I think that,
I've been thinking that maybe, you know, the volunteering thing, too, maybe I'll find someone, a like-minded individual that way, so.
Yeah, and I think I think here again, that's where I was going with this, is on a day-to-day basis you'll be able to find more of what you're looking for as far as when Mars goes direct. I think it'll open that up a little bit more to where you're through communication in some form you'll be able to at least meet more people of better interest.
Right, right. Face-to-face instead of relying on, you know, the Internet. someone that I haven't seen face to face. So, all right. Well, that's it. Thanks, ladies.
Well, you're welcome. God bless you. And again, happy Mother's Day. And I hope you have a stellar night.
I will. Thanks. You too. Both of you.
Right.
Love you.
All right.
Bye bye.
I love you too. Bye. She's such a trip.
She is.
Our next caller is, I think, probably a Skype caller because it's that 1111111 thing.
All right.
Let's see if we can scare them up here.
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Ladies, this is Deanna. I didn't know I was coming in as a 111. I must have my, you know, ID turned off. I'm sorry. Happy Mother's Day to both of you.
Thank you so much. How are you?
Alive by the grace of God, I think. Waiting for miracles to happen, and I was wondering if you could tell me what seems to be coming up for me. Moving out day is going to come closer and closer, and I'm still very, very stuck. I don't know. I don't know how to advance. I'm trying.
Well, I want to say that because of the Mars retrograde, which we've been talking about a lot tonight, because Mars is a trigger planet, okay? It makes things happen. It causes decisions to be made, compromise to be met when it's in Libra, as it is like right now. And it's not going to go direct till the 20th of this month. But then when it does, because the trigger planet, you usually feel it within 72 hours, that there could be a shift. And that's why I think the fact that you're still hanging in there and you are, like you say, all prayed up, I think it's just good to just wait it out. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I agree. And I'm going to go into one of my speeches about faith again, okay? Because of the part of fortune conjunction that you have right now. Because, you know, those Scorpios are just, you know, we're going to plunge along that fixed personality again, okay? They're tough creatures. And right now, it's a little tough on you. But, okay, the thing is, with your specific chart, is that you have an alignment now with your part of fortune to the transiting part of fortune that we have, okay? Which really is helping you just believe, have faith. that's where it comes in. And Chiron's right there, right next to it right now. And so it's really your whole transformation and change right now is through that trine to your sun and having that faith and having that transformation and saying, okay, I'm give me, you know, next thing to do and I'm going to do it. And I'm just going to keep plunging along as long as I have the next thing to do, and I know that it's going to end up right. Okay, even though you can't see it at this point in time and don't know where direction it's coming from, have faith, because that trine is really going, it's really working for you, even though you physically can't see it at this time.
Quick question, and not so quick question. Is a trine far-fetched in a way, possibly a lottery or some kind of a prize? Because I don't see how to subsist. There hasn't been any work, and I've been, you know, on borrowed everything. The long question is, the moon in Scorpio, the full moon in Scorpio, would that benefit since my sun is there?
Absolutely. It's in its process of transformation and change. And over the next few weeks, you're going to see some transformations and changes. Do I think you're going to win the lottery? Probably not. Okay.
Not the big prize. I never ask for the biggest.
But here again, I really think that with this, you can that luck that it's bringing to you is bringing it in a more grounded form. It's also entrined to your Uranus. It's a little further away, but it does trine your Uranus. So it does mean that you can have a sudden change coming as far as from something personal or something close to you.
Positive change, hopefully, because negative is what's been happening for many years now.
I'm looking for a positive change. Have faith.
I appreciate you.
You think it's going to be positive? It's going to be positive. Yeah, have faith in it. That's
Jackie.
The lesson of the faith.
I appreciate you, Jackie. And you, Miss Norris, I appreciate you as well. As a matter of fact, I made the acquaintance of someone in the West Coast through one of my, you know, interpreter groups, and she's got a PhD in metaphysics. So I sent her the link to your program. I'm hoping that she's listening today. And it's really, really interesting. Also from my neck of the woods down in Argentina. And a very interesting, nice lady. But she's probably enjoying a Mother's Day with her two kids today.
Beautiful.
But same energy as yours. Really nice and upbeat and nice people. Nice people. I love that about my luck, to meet you, even if it is, you know, over a telephone line and failed attempts, frustrated attempts of getting going and getting stuck on the way, like you were talking about in the beginning of the show. But nonetheless, it gave me some hope.
Exactly. And sometimes it's interesting because one of our callers tonight called Indiana and said, at the last hour, God comes through for me. And, you know, in my life, I found that also true.
It happens to me that way, too, but it is really bad on the stomach nerves.
Well, that's
you know,
where the
always
faith has
last
to come
minute.
In.
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate you both. Thank you so much for talking to me, and I wish you a very happy Mother's Day even after we finish the call tonight.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Thank you, Aphrodite. Thank you, Jackie. Bye for now, but please leave me hanging and listening.
I will. I'm putting you on hold right now.
Okay.
Wow. She's so sweet.
She is.
So hard what she's going through. The legalities of things that go on about property and stuff like that is just unbelievable. And I'm talking about a lot of people I've been talking to over the last 6 months, I want to say.
Amazing. But nonetheless, it really is.
You ready for the next one?
Okay.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Diana. I think I've spoken to you before. I was probably in California then. Now I'm in Florida, but I was born in Indianapolis. I'm 5'7", 54, and happy Mother's Day to y'all.
Thank you. Same to you.
I've got to. Indianapolis, Indiana at 1:31 p.m.
Yeah, that's me.
That's
now
you.
I'm in Florida.
And where in Florida are you?
Fort Myers. Lehigh is a suburb of Fort Myers. Basically, I think I wanted to understand what the Sun opposite the Venus, Saturn, and Mars means in my chart. Unless I have to ask a question.
No, you're fine. It actually complements your chart.
Oh, good.
Retrograde Mars is actually in trine to your natal Venus, and transiting Venus Aries is in sextile to your natal Venus. So you're supported by the opposition.
What? Good. What is it telling me to do? It's like, I have a lot of faith, more than almost anybody I know. And so I usually just surrender to the flow and the being and the knowing. And right now I'm reading a book. Writing a book.
Excellent.
So
excellent.
I think I want to know, am I going to get that done and published?
Excellent, excellent. I'm going to tell you that's. I was going to talk to you about that because this opposition, the Saturn-Sun opposition, in your solar return, okay, which your solar return is kind of a snapshot of the impression of what works for you this year and what doesn't work for you this year, okay, is that your Sun, part of Fortune, and Mercury are all in your third house. That's the writing house, the house of writing a book, okay? And it's in opposition to Saturn, which is in the ninth, which is the basic philosophy. So you're writing basically an understanding of basic philosophies of life, and that is the best thing you could be doing right now. You can get this published. I guarantee you, you can get this published.
Oh, I better work harder at it then because, you know, it's like I've changed it so many times, and I've lost. Like when I was on the road in California for 2 years, two computers were stolen, and I didn't have things backed up. I wasn't prepared for that. One was a brand new computer. A whole chapter in the book gone here and there. So now I know I can just sit down and channel it because it's time, and I'm in the right place, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, this is really a good position for you this year to be doing and to really focus on. I think you'll really find some advantages in doing that.
And I want to encourage you when this Venus, when Mercury goes retrograde in Gemini, it's transiting your 10th house in the Fort Myers chart. And when it goes retrograde, that's your time to do your edit. That's also your time to really do the research on publishers.
So what month will it be? Will that happen?
June.
Oh, I've really got to get busy. Well, actually, I'm going to have to turn it into like 3 books instead of trying to write everything that I learned while living on the road, light working for 2.2 years. I think I'm going to have to make it a trilogy, so I should at least get the first one done by June. Okay. At least I'm talking out what you're telling me. I can't get the whole thing done by June, so I'll get the first one done by June.
There you go. And the thing is, once you find
Thank
a publisher,
you.
They're going to be looking for the sequels. You see, if you get the first one done and the publisher really likes it, they're going to say, where are those sequels? We want them now. And they're going to give you the push and the inspiration to go there.
But first I have to publish myself, don't I? You think someone's
Not necessarily.
Gonna...
I mean, you've got Venus in Gemini and Jupiter in Gemini in your 10th house. Oh, no. Somebody's going to pick you up as an option, honey.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I got to get myself out there. Now, there are enough people that know, you know, that I just got back in from my two-year journey, and I've been in, you know, I came back to Fort Myers where my daughter is. She needed some healing and some help. And so this is where I'm going to be writing the book. And there's enough people that know I'm working on a book, but nobody, you know, most people say, just go write it and publish it yourself. So I will just keep on believing because I have a lot of faith that someone is going to publish it. And like you said, once you publish it, they're going to want to hear the rest of the story. The things that happened to me is, like, crazy. And it's worth reading. So
there's something else I wanted to tell you about this, and that is you really want to publish this. You're not going to just publish hard copy, okay, but it's going to also publish it in audio format. Be prepared to do your own recording. Most people that buy audiobooks, which I am a junkie, I want to hear the author saying the book just like I'd like to hear the poet say his poetry. And there's something very special and articulate about that.
I don't know if you're familiar with Operator 11, but back when that was, it was a beta station and I didn't know it was going to crash. It was like a YouTube, only you were on video. I used to read other people's books, so I'll be able to read my book.
Great.
That's great. I will have to actually put this, make sure I have this show in reserve so I don't forget who you are so I can get back with you. You motivated me on Mother's Day. Thank you.
Yay! Well, happy Mother's Day.
All right.
God bless you. You have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Well, we've only got about 4 minutes left of the show, so we probably should tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can call me at 540-400-0110. Now, are you doing classes right now? Are you getting ready to go to Hawaii? I mean, Hawaii. Oh,
Hawaii. Yeah, I'm going to Hawaii. I'm getting ready to go to Ohio. This is my last week at Spark of Divine, so I will be there Friday as well as Saturday. They're having a psychic fair on Saturday there, and I will be working it. So I will be there both Friday and Saturday, and then my last day at the B&A Flea Market is Sunday, and then I will be heading off to Ohio.
Great. Awesome. That is wonderful. Here in Roanoke, Virginia, I do teach people how to read tarot cards, and I do astrological consultations at what they call the Lifestream Center, which is a fantastic healing center, much like the one that Jacqueline works out of in Florida, the Spark of Divine. And we just want you to know we're here all the time. If you need us in between shows, if you need more time, please give us a call. I mean, we're still going to be doing it remotely with you for the most part, but we really do step in. And we really want to help. We're happy to serve you.
So you want to take one more real quick one?
Oh, I got 3 minutes left. Let's go for it.
Okay.
Good evening. It's the Illumination Station. We're going to try and do you in 3 minutes.
Okay, it's Pam. Hi, ladies. I've got to be moving out of my place by the end of the month for a closing. Haven't found a place yet and haven't got my workers to help me put it all together. What do you see?
Are you 12-8-43?
I am.
All right.
Well, I don't have the rest of the data. What is it?
Oh, it's 6:30 p.m., and it's Buffalo, New York. I'm sorry.
And where do you live now?
I'm in Florida.
I have you as 8:20 p.m.
No, it's 6:30 p.m.
Oh, okay.
And where in Florida are you?
Between Hollywood and Fort Lauderdale. I want to stay in the area, and I'm going from owner to rental. I'm having some problems because I got a couple of cats, and I don't want to go too high.
Okay. Let's take a look. I'm going to look at the full moon chart more because it's more about completions.
Okay.
Ooh. Well, are you looking for a condo or an apartment?
Either or. So just something, you know, decent in a good area. That'll take my pets. I found about 5 places, but they don't want animals.
Well, I feel that you're going to find one, but it's going to be behind the scenes. So maybe a kind of complex where you go through it, and then you go back through, and you're like in one of the back apartments. But I feel that it's been there for a long time. I feel it has a good reputation. So I feel it's not so much of a stretch for you financially, which is good. I don't think it has maybe the view you would like, but I still feel, and I think there's an outside area, but I don't think it's big, but I think it's good.
Uh-huh.
What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I agree. I do feel that there have been restrictions with you as far as looking at what the direction you're looking. I would definitely look at. I would think a little bit more creatively at the direction that you're going and how you're looking, how you're going about doing it, because I see where Aphrodite comes up with the hidden or the back road thing here, and I think it's something unusual or something that is not in the mainstream of the way you're looking at trying to find one that is where you're going to find it. So
there's one place that I've been trying to get over to see. There's been some delays on their part, but I'm supposed to go possibly tomorrow to see this place. It's a duplex, a little more than I wanted to pay, but they do have pets allowed. I'm wondering if you pick up anything on that energy.
Well, it could be because Mercury's passing over your Mars. And it's passing over your Mars now, so it's going to be still be in orb mm-hmm. tomorrow. I want you to take a double check, though, when you're there. Make sure that the plumbing is there and there's no mold.
Oh, how do, I mean, if mold usually
just,
is hidden.
Just be very observant and use your intuition. You've got Gemini ascending, so a lot of times the angels will speak to you. So I would recommend that, but I still feel that it is going to give you the freedom you want and the security and maybe the privacy that you want. I just don't necessarily think it's what you were initially looking at.
Oh, I was kind of hoping for a condo so it would have the amenities that I presently have, but I don't know, you know, so far. And I'm kind of pushed to the wire here, and I'm wondering, with the change of the energy at the end of the month, if people will start coming on board to help me get this through and if I'll find out where I'm going.
Yes, because Mars is going to go direct on the 20th. But I have to tell you, again, even if they have a pool, make sure it's healthy. I just feel that there's something going on there that has to do with, like, water or that could cause some allergies for you or some difficulty. So just be very aware of that, okay, when you're looking. I just feel it psychically. It's not, I mean, you can see it a little bit in the chart, but I feel it when I'm looking at it. And that's how I do it.
Yeah, because I'm sensitive to mold and allergies.
Yeah,
did you see that too,
Jacqueline?
I don't go in the pool much.
Did you see that too, Jacqueline?
I understand the water thing, and I am a little concerned about it. I do agree that after Mars goes direct, I think you'll get the support you need. I'm not sure that the duplex is really, you know, you keep talking about the duplex, and I'm not sure it's really the one for you. I have to be honest with you.
Okay.
So
I should not, like, jump in with both feet out of desperation, just try
I
to
I think you should look at it and weigh it. See, the reason that I think the duplex is okay, because duplex, Gemini, okay, Gemini's all about duplex, it's the sign of the twins, and you've got three major planets and your ascendant there, and Mercury's there now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If you go there and you find that it's a pretty good place, but they do need to do something to it, okay?
Oh.
Even though you're desperate, make sure that they do it before you move in with your pets.
Oh, uh-huh.
I'll agree
and it
to
would
that.
Be obvious.
I'll agree to that. Yeah.
Okay.
It would be something obvious I would be able to see right away
you might
or something.
Because you're sensitive, you might even smell it when you walk in, or you go to the pool and you're like, oh, too much chlorine, you know what I'm saying? But
well,
I think you're going to be able to...
Well, this place doesn't have a pool. This duplex doesn't have a pool, but I don't know what it looks like, and it's a little higher than I was planning on going for a duplex, but, you know, until I've seen it, I can't decide. But I just have so much stuff. I've given tons of it away and sold it and donated, but I still, you know, I really feel like I need the space. But I prefer a condo type setting. It just has more of what I want.
Well, go and look at it and take your time.
Okay.
Here again, that's what I agree. Look at it and think about it, but don't make a decision on it tomorrow.
Not right
don't
away.
Go out of desperation.
Okay, that's what I'm afraid of. I don't like to just jump in the water and say I can't get anything else. I don't like that feeling because I usually regret it. But
I know you're getting nervous, but you still have time. And again,
yes,
I strongly suggest you wait until after Mars goes direct.
Uh-huh. So
me
it'll
too,
start
because,
looking better.
Because Libra rules contracts. And I wouldn't sign the dotted line until after the 20th no matter what.
Okay, till the 20th. Well, I'll just say I'm not going to have the funds, which is not really a lie because I'm trying to scrape up. They want an awful lot down these days, And, you know, I have to wait and see. But I won't leave my pets behind, so that's a big issue, you know.
I would either. I love my babies.
Yeah. Right now I've got little baby ducks running around with their mothers. What a nice Mother's Day they're having, drinking water out of my little bowl. That's a little hard to leave behind, too, you know. I've got
that.
But I had to do it for financial reasons. I can no longer support the lifestyle. It's got to go. You know, I'm lucky to get a buyer and be able to, you know, at least walk away with something.
Right.
So, I mean, that was kind of a miracle out of the blue. But there's something I got to do, and the longer I stay, the worse it would get. So I have to, you know, I just have to bite the bullet and move on.
Well, keep us posted. But, we're glad that we took your call, and we're glad we gave you some insight into this, because
you're really
all your thought, your heart into it.
Yeah, and you have a happy Mother's Day, both of you, and thanks again.
All right, you too. God bless.
Talk soon. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
This has been the Illumination Station. See you next week.
Good night.
Good night.